and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A bloody, deadly end to the Gaza ceasefire just a few hours ago. What the Israeli Prime Minister calls expansive Israeli air attacks are being carried out all over Gaza. An Israeli official tells ABC News that mid-ranking Hamas military commanders, leadership officials, terrorist infrastructure is targeted. Retired U.S. Army General and former American NATO official Doug Lute.
It is a vivid reminder of just how delicate these ceasefires are. And not only the ceasefire here, but the ceasefire that might be in the works, for example, in Ukraine.
The reason for the attacks, says Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, is Hamas refusing to release hostages and rejecting all offers at talks in Qatar. A federal judge demands written answers to his questions from Justice Department lawyers who deny the administration defied that judge's order to stop the weekend deportation of what the administration calls dangerous Venezuelan criminal gang members. This is ABC News.
European leaders have expressed dismay at the Trump administration's cutting of funding to the US pro-democracy media outlet Radio Free Europe and say they're exploring ways to partially support it. The Czech foreign minister said the news outlet, which is based in Prague, is one of the few credible sources of information in dictatorships like Iran, Belarus and Afghanistan. Patrick Rivel, ABC News, London.
With legal pathways to the US greatly cut and criminal groups raking in money from migrant smuggling, social media apps like TikTok have become an essential tool for smugglers and migrants. Smugglers make short videos, kind of like commercials, showing what they can do for people wanting in. The videos show dune buggies roaring up to the U.S.-Mexico border barrier and families with young children passing through gaps in the wall. Helicopters, planes, yachts, tunnels, and jet skis stand by for potential customers. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks bow to the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Thunder 121-105. Doc Rivers says about the only guy to play with any effort last night was Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I thought Giannis really came with the right intentions, and I thought there's games, guys, that you have in the year that one team has understands the bigness of the game and the other team doesn't. And you can feel it, you can see it.
The Bucks have lost 4 of their last 6 games. College basketball, Marquette headed to the NCAA tournament for the 4th year in a row. They'll play New Mexico Friday night. The Badgers got into the big dance. They'll take on Montana on Thursday after losing in the finals of the Big Ten tournament to Michigan yesterday, 59-53.
This one stings, but as I told the team, I couldn't ask for any more in terms of what they've given us and how they played today, other than we didn't make shots.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The late Gene Hackman did not mention his 3 children in his will, but they might still end up with some of his $80 million worth of assets. Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, passed away in late February under mysterious circumstances. Late last week, it was disclosed that Arakawa passed away from the hantavirus a week before her Oscar-winning husband. Authorities say Hackman suffered from Alzheimer's disease and couldn't take care of himself after his wife died, and as a result, passed away a week later. In Betsy's will, it was stated that she left her estate to various charities. Hackman, however, named Betsy as the recipient of his assets, essentially leaving his 3 now middle-aged children out in the cold, or so it would seem. As it turns out, due to Betsy's death, Hackman has no secondary beneficiaries, so it looks like his kids will be the recipient of their father's $80 million fortune after all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlife with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, a low near 37. Strong south winds. Partly sunny for your Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Slight chance of rain late Tuesday night, a low around 40. Rain and thunder for Wednesday, highs around 55. Rain becoming all snow Wednesday night.
It's 51 at our studios.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, turns out Republicans aren't the only ones who don't want to hear from their constituents. Run away, run away. Join us.
Matinere on air. Weekday mornings at 10. News from the center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy St. Patrick's Day and the beginning of a brand new week. Louisa, I think she's like half Irish. She put together a couple of cool Irish songs today, so we'll check that out. Schumer's legacy rolling over for Trump while democracy burns. Let's talk about what happened last weekend. Or last Friday. Also, as Trump and Musk target Social Security, seniors share their stories of benefits being cut off. It appears it has begun. We'll talk about that. And is Trump rolling back the Biden pardons? Yes, as a matter of fact, or at least he asserts he is. Whether a court will back him up is another issue. Speaking of courts, Trump and Rubio ignored a court order over the weekend. What can courts do if they decide to fight fire with fire? Also, Trump has invoked the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to deport five Venezuelans. That order was halted by a judge, but Trump and Rubio ignored it. Where do we go from here? Also, when Pete Hegseth, this is in the second hour of our program, when Pete Hegseth says he's against DEI, what he really means is to remove any positive reference to black people or women from the Pentagon's website and operations. I'll tell you about what they're actually doing over there. In the third hour of our program, giving Putin a big wet kiss, Donald Trump just killed off Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty, two thorns in Putin's side. And I would add also, you know, Radio Asia, or Radio Free Asia, or whatever that service is called there, a thorn in President Xi's side. Trump killed that too, so here we are. Also in the third hour of our program, Trump is helping Putin get away with the genocide and stealing of 100,000 children to sell into slavery in Russia. And geeky science, give blood and extend your life. I've been talking about this for years. Now we've got the science. So a lot to cover today. I want to start out with my op-ed at HartmanReport.com. It's titled Schumer's Legacy, Rolling Over for Trump While Democracy Burns. Chuck Schumer had basically one job last Friday, to stand between Donald Trump and the complete dismantling of American democracy. Instead, he caved again, handing Trump the power he craved without a fight, without a demand, without even a moment of real resistance. And with every cowardly compromise, Schumer isn't just failing Democrats. He's enabling an autocrat in real time. So a lot of Democrats are asking Schumer right now, you know, how's that keeping the government open to hold Trump accountable thing working out for you? Both the House and Senate are in recess right now, but Trump's not. He's moving right along. In fact, just hours after Schumer and a handful of timid Senate Democrats passed Donald Trump's version of the 2025 version of the Enabling Acts, you know, Trump gifted Vladimir Putin with shutting down the Voice of America, Radio Liberty, and the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars at the Smithsonian. He then assaulted the civil service workers by shutting down the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service and attacked women and black people by shutting down the Minority Business Development Agency, the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness, and the Community Development Financial Assistance Fund. So, yeah. And all this cave-in to the mango Mussolini has Democrats seriously pissed off. Chuck Schumer's trying to do damage control. He's got an op-ed in the New York Times over the weekend, which actually I think made things worse. You know, 8 years ago, when Trump was starting his first term, NBC News polled Americans and found that 59% of Democratic voters wanted Schumer and the Democrats to negotiate things with Trump. In other words, you know, meet him in the middle and work out things and make America work and all that kind of stuff. Only a third said that Democrats should stick to their positions, even if that means not being able to get things done in Washington, D.C. But that was 8 years ago. And apparently, is the era in which Chuck Schumer is still living. Democratic voters have a very different message for their elected representatives. Fight like hell. Now, the survey from NBC News this year compared to 8 years ago. 8 years ago, two-thirds of Democrats wanted Democratic elected representatives to negotiate with Trump. Now that number is down to 32%. 65%, fully 65%, two-thirds of Democrats say that Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries need to basically go to war with Republicans. And because Schumer caved into the GOP, the Democratic Party's favorability rating is a shocking 27% right now. I mean, Democratic voters get it, that when Schumer and Gillibrand and Fetterman and Cortez Masto and Durbin and Schatz and Peters and Hassan and Shaheen and King basically, you know, sold us out, that they had seen this Republican strategy coming all the way since the election in November. I mean, everybody knew that we were going to hit the debt ceiling around March 15th. We did, by the way. Right now, the government is moving money around. We are now post having hit the debt ceiling. It won't really start to bite until June, in all probability. That's when the Republicans are going to be forced to come back to Congress and say, please do something. And the Democrats will have another chance to stand strong or to wimp out. And, you know, we'll see how this plays out. I you know, Republicans are already planning to punk Schumer and his Peace in Our Time colleagues again. And it sure appears the Democrats are already giving in. I mean, where is the conversation from Democrats right now about the fact that we're already past the debt ceiling, that we are in you know, dangerous federal territory right now? This is why the largest progressive organization in the United States right now, Indivisible.org, over the weekend endorsed replacing Chuck Schumer as the Senate majority or minority leader. Ezra Levin, who's the co-executive director, they had meetings. 1,600 local chapters got together. They had two emergency meetings, one for group leaders in New York State and one for people nationally. 82, because New York State is where Schumer and Gillibrand are from, and they were the two who led this thing of let's cave into Trump. 82% of the group leaders in New York State said Schumer needs to be replaced as majority leader with somebody who will actually fight with Republicans. 91% of the leaders nationwide said the same thing. 91%. So Ezra Levin, the co-executive director of Indivisible, he says, after weeks of constituents demanding that Democrats use this rare, precious point of leverage on a government funding bill, Schumer did the opposite. He led the charge to wave the white flag of surrender. But Indivisible has no intention of surrendering to Trump, Musk, and congressional Republicans. We thank him for his service, Schumer, but we need new leadership at this moment, and we understand to get there, we need a chorus of support for change. Our democracy is in danger. The path ahead will be hard. Indivisibles are ready to do the work. It's time for a Senate Democratic leader who is, too. So, you know, one of the things that I think it's important to note, and this is kind of following up on a conversation I had last Thursday with our war correspondent colleague, who's Phil Itner, who's based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, was, you know, Phil was saying, everybody's asking, what is it that Putin has on Trump? Why is Trump always giving in to Putin? He said, what if it's not that Putin has anything on Trump? What if it's that Trump loves Putin? He loves the way he runs Russia. He wants America to look just like Russia. Putin is his role model. Putin is his mentor. If that's true, that's actually more dangerous than Trump being afraid that Putin's going to release a pee-pee tape or something. I mean, because, you know, Trump is laying the foundation right now to turn America into Russia. He's going after the free press. He's going after dissent. He's going after the colleges. He's going after the institutions of America. He's going after the power of Congress. This is how democracies die, from the end of the Roman Republic to Germany in the 1930s to modern-day Russia and Hungary. In every case, there were opponents of the wannabe dictator who represented majority opinion, by the way, who said, look out, here's what's going to happen, and who were ignored by people like Chuck Schumer, by the people in power. And, I mean, Russia and Hungary show democracies don't collapse overnight. There are attacks on governance, there are attacks on civil liberties, and there are attacks on economic fairness. And those things, when they're successful, bring about the decline and ultimately the end of democracies. I mean, here, you had Trump snatch three students from their homes, and he's detaining them in defiance of the First Amendment because they pissed off Benjamin Netanyahu, his fellow criminally corrupt autocrat. I mean, he's in defiance of multiple court orders, most recently this one over the weekend about deporting these Venezuelans. And now they're investigating Habitat for Humanity, and they froze their checking account. This is the kind of thing that dictators do. He's punishing prosecutors for investigating him for his very real crimes. His cabinet meetings are like something out of, North Korea. Yes, dear leader, you are so wonderful. You are so manly. You are doing such a marvelous job. We're so honored to be here with you. Or, if not North Korea, something out of The Apprentice, his old TV show. But basically what he's doing is he's following Putin's template from the late 1990s and early 2000s. Democratic decline doesn't spontaneously correct itself. It must be fought tooth and nail at every level. And when Democrats play by the old rules after Republicans have completely abandoned them, they're giving up our democracy. And we cannot allow them to do that. It's too late to screw around anymore. Putin, the fossil fuel billionaires, and the fascist white male supremacists in the United States are hell-bent on destroying our democracy. And we have to fight back. There's no more room for weak leadership. Who do you think should replace Chuck Schumer as the leader of the Democrats in the Senate? I vote for Bernie Sanders. He has the seniority, although I get it. We should probably have somebody younger.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
Can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee.
73-800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic. My book, Threshold, illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work, offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly call the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Attention tax accountants. Tax season is here, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know the pressure is on. Long hours and tight deadlines make this time of year a challenge for even the most seasoned tax professionals. Wouldn't it be great if you could accomplish hours of research in just seconds? Well, now you can with Blue Jay, the preferred partner solution of CPA.com. For tax research that delivers answers with a touch of a button. Ask a complex tax question and Blue Jay gives you better tax answers in seconds. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology built with a library of only the most trusted tax resources updated daily to keep up with changes in tax law. For a limited time, you can save 40% at BlueJay.com/startnow. That's B-L-U-E, the letter J.com/startnow. Or text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, save by texting my name, Tom, to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Schumer said we'd hold the line, but he gave it up this time. To go. Time for change. We need a leader who turned the page. No more silence, no retreat. Stand up strong, get on your feet.
Minutes past the hour. There you go. Time for new leadership in the United States Senate, in my humble opinion. Meanwhile, the problems at Social Security that are resulting from thousands, they laid off 7,000 people last week. Elon Musk's teenage Doge workers
are rooting through Social Security records looking for people who might be on the rolls illegally. For example, they went after this one guy, James McCaffrey, 66-year-old retiree in Oklahoma City. He learned that his Social Security benefits were suspended when he received a notice saying that he needed to pay $740 or he was going to lose Medicare. After multiple phone calls and hours on hold, he finally got through. He then quickly received the missing payment, but never got an explanation, and Social Security Administration refused to give an answer to the television station that was looking into the case. Now, what was his crime? Apparently, his father was in the military, stationed in Germany 66 years ago, and his father, and he was born on a U.S. Military base in Germany, and so apparently Musk's Doge people thought he wasn't a citizen. Matt Herdman, a progressive political consultant, said Elon Musk and Donald Trump are stealing seniors' hard-earned benefits. It's already happening, and it'll get worse if they go through with closing branch offices and cutting staff. Well, they're already starting that. Seattle Times columnist Denny Westneat shares the story of 82-year-old Leonard Ned Johnson. In February, his wife received a notification from their bank that the Social Security Administration requested a return for benefits paid out after the supposed death of her husband. She figured it was a scam as her husband, Mr. Johnson, was still alive, but the request was real and $5,201 was pulled out of their checking account. After making multiple calls to the Social Security Administration, during which he was put on hold and then eventually disconnected, and ultimately securing an appointment rescheduled for the next week, he went down to the office at the Henry Jackson Federal Building downtown. He says, after waiting for 4 hours, Johnson admits he jumped the line. I saw it opening. I kind of rushed up and told him I was listed as dead. That seemed to get their attention. Yeah. Sheldon Whitehouse lays out the Trump strategy on this thing, and I think he's absolutely right. In fact, this is the essence of the article that I wrote a week ago, saying, you know, they've already begun dismantling Social Security. One, he says Trump and his vassals lie and say there's no plan to cut Social Security. Two, Trump and Musk lie loudly about imaginary Social Security fraud to lower public confidence. Three, Musk sends his nasty muskrats in to Social Security to damage the administration of the fund. And four, Trump then declares an emergency and hands the administration of Social Security to private equity and tech bros to fix the problem they created. Five, Republicans declare victory, say they saved Social Security by handing it to private equity and big banks and put Trump's names on the checks. Yep.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I will frankly be surprised if Social Security survives the next 3.5 years. What's up with Trump saying he's going to void Biden's pardons? I'll tell you about that after the break. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
And lasses, come hear me tell of a party gone rotten, too green and too pale. They shout about the border, they cry about the woke, but their leader's a gobshite, a right orange joke. So raise up your pints, let's drink to the truth.
Welcome back. So Donald Trump, you know, Joe Biden, because Trump was, you know, pissing and moaning, spitting and gurgling about wanting to prosecute the Republicans, specifically Kinzinger and Cheney, who were on the House Select Committee on January 6th, wanting to prosecute these people, as well as prosecute, you know, the prosecutors and wanting to prosecute Anthony Fauci and all that kind of stuff. And so Joe Biden pardoned all these people. Well, apparently the pardons were signed by an auto pen. Now, this was litigated a long time ago at the level of the Supreme Court. An auto pen signature is just as legal as any other signature. But Trump is claiming that Biden didn't even know that he did this, that it was done by one of his underlings, and therefore he can ignore those pardons. That's what you call a constitutional crisis. I mean, we're so deep into a real constitutional crisis, it's almost it's not humorous. It's you know, beyond, you know, remarking on. I mean, it's so obvious what's going on here. Is, you know, I mean, in a big way, it's been going on for a couple of weeks as Trump repeatedly has defied or ignored court orders. A court ordered the Trump administration to pay contractors who had already performed services for the U.S. Agency for International Development, $2 billion that was owed to them, and they still haven't written the check. A court ordered that parts of USAID not be destroyed, and they destroyed it anyway. A court ordered that, or, you know, over the weekend, that Trump couldn't invoke the 1798 Alien Enemies Act, which was part of the Alien and Sedition Acts that John Adams got passed. This is when he was trying to basically gin up a war with France as part of his re-election strategy for the election of 1800. Which didn't work out so well. Thomas Jefferson ended up winning that election. But, you know, he had, through the XYZ affair, those of you who've read the history of the era, you know what I'm talking about. John Adams was just, you know, and he passed this law and he started throwing newspaper publishers in jail. Under the Alien Sedition Acts, John Adams put over 20 newspaper publishers in prison, including Ben Franklin's grandson, Benjamin Franklin Bach, who had written an editorial. In fact, he was the first one that Adams put in jail the day before the legislation became effective. And he put him in jail because Bach had written an editorial in which he called John Adams old, toothless, querulous, and balding. And that was his crime. So Trump is invoking that law and saying that under this law, I can deport anybody I damn well please as long as they're not a U.S. citizen. And maybe I can even do it with U.S. citizens, but, you know, whatever. And he had several hundred people that he claimed were members of a Venezuelan gang with, as far as anybody can tell, no evidence. There were no court proceedings. You see, the First Amendment, well, all 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights and the Constitution do not just apply to U.S. citizens. They apply to any person in the United States, any person in the United States, legally, illegally, whatever, has rights under the Constitution, including the right not to be deported without some sort of due process, without a judge saying, yep, here you go. And there were no judges involved in this. They completely went around the courts. This is a crime that Donald Trump has committed against the U.S. Constitution and against the United States. And today, the judge in this case is going to have to decide, you know, how he's going to deal with this, whether he's going to hold them in contempt. And at the top of the next hour, we'll do a deep dive into exactly what judges can do and can't do with the Marshal Service or with other independent agencies to enforce their court orders. So we'll get into that in a little bit. In the meantime, what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Steve in Bellingham, Washington. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Doing a great job, as always.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, though, that, you know, I, like a lot of people, I've been pulling my hair out, trying to figure out, you know, what can we do? What can we do? And, you know, you can call your congressman, you can send out videos, whatever, but we need people in the streets. We need protests. Not 3 months from now, now. We need as big a protest as we can possibly muster nationwide, all over the country. I was told there's a protest April 5th in Washington, D.C. Everybody should go unless you're far away like me in Seattle. I might go, but I'd like to see local protests, of course, on the same day. And I also... And I think the larger the numbers, the better. You know, it's necessary to open the eyes of these Trump cultists and possibly the military if they show up. We need larger numbers to hopefully deter the military from enforcing.
We're getting
Trump
there, Steve.
Fascism.
I mean, you know, people are waking up and they're starting to show up. And indivisible.org and 5050.one. Our FIFTY.one are doing great work in organizing these protests. And now we've got Democratic members of Congress who are showing up in Republican districts all across the country. I think we're just beginning to get our mojo here. And you know, with new leadership in the Senate, we need somebody in the Senate who's willing to take names and kick ass, you know, like we have in the House of Representatives.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, just one last quick thing. I think visual aids can be very, very persuasive. And I just spent $1,000. I'm not rich, but I just spent $1,000 for 15 large American flags and flagpoles that you can carry in a parade. And to turn them upside down. And I think that would be a viral video if we could get thousands and thousands of American flags upside down in these protests. And I strongly recommend people buy at least one to do that for
these.
That's
a brilliant
protests.
Suggestion, Steve. That's absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that. And, you know, hopefully somebody who can do something about it is listening. Thank you. Stephen in Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Stephen, what's on your mind today?
Happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way.
Thank you. Back at you.
Thank you very much. I wanted to call this afternoon. You know, I live in a state that's Trump country, and from what I've been seeing and hearing, with all this stuff going on with the cutbacks in Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security, there are a lot of people that are starting to turn against him. The media is not reporting enough of this.
I agree.
And I can tell you also that if he sends us to war, Fort Campbell and Fort Knox are in my state, and I can tell you already, people have been talking about this. They are not happy at all. And I can tell you that next year when McConnell retires, there's a good possibility we might get a Democrat in there for the first time in over 40 years at this point. And not to mention, that's how bad it's.
Well, they have a Democratic governor, don't they? I mean, Democrats can win statewide elections in Kentucky.
We do have a Democratic governor, yes, we do, but it's also possible we might get another one after this because it's gotten to this point. And I tell you, I would say have a little bit of a different take on this. The gentleman mentioned just a moment ago about the protest. We have protests going on, and the fact is this tyrant wannabe needs to understand something, that as long as our tax dollars are footing the bill for his entourage and his pension and all this, we have every right to be heard. And you know what? He wants us to kiss his ring. I've got something, and the rest of us have got something he can kiss, quite frankly.
Exactly.
And the fact is, and quite frankly, you know, if we're going to start deporting people, I think he should be reminded he's from Germany, and his family's from Scotland, and that wife he's married to is also from Slovenia. Are they going to be the first to volunteer to leave? And and Elon Musk is from another country. I mean, they're a bunch of hypocrites, they are. And let me tell you, I've been involved with astrology since 1998, and I can tell you his chart is horrible this month, and it's starting to show, and rightfully so. The chickens are coming home to roost.
Well, you know, from your lips to God's ears, Stephen, I certainly hope that that's the case. Thank you very much. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Earl Ingram.
Today we are seeing the largest number of humanitarian emergencies since after World War II. We should be expanding our life-saving aid programs, not shutting them down during this time of crisis. I don't care where they come from. They are human beings. We weren't even having this conversation before 7 weeks ago, before Donald Trump took office, before a monster took office.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. It's just all over the world.
You have to remember Margaret Thatcher, they had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. I really love that I can lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their business e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of those companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, code TOM for a free trial.
For what was right, raised our flag against the tide. Now we kneel beneath the night. Whispers in the halls of power. Echoes of a shattered vow. Turn the page another hour. Yes, we're the villains now. We told.
Arkansas. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call again. Thank you.
My pleasure.
I wanted to recommend anyone go to the protest on April 5th in Washington, D.C., because I think there is a media blackout for any protests going on.
Who's organizing that, Paul? Is that Indivisible or 5051?
I think it's both.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing I heard was the April 5th. Like they're trying to get as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I'm in complete agreement with you on Bernie Sanders, but I think Bernie Sanders should pick Tammy Duckworth from Illinois as his replacement in the Senate for the head. I was trying.
Yeah, Tammy Duckworth would make a better leader than Chuck Schumer, in my opinion. Sheldon Whitehouse is real high on my list. Frankly, there's a bunch of senators who I think are really extraordinary and are worthy
of
being leaders. Yeah. Okay, Paul, thank you. Thank you very much. Diane in Ann Arbor. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I think when the Democrats bail out the Republicans, they are enablers. They are the people that Democrats that vote to save the budget are really enabling the Republicans to do their evil.
Yeah.
And they got to stop doing it.
Oh, yeah. And the Republicans are gleeful about it. Trump came out and said, thank you, Chuck. That was so nice of you.
So what they have to do is now. Start now driving it home that we are not going to bail you out this time. We are not going to enable you to do your evil.
Well, this is the thing. You know, Schumer should have been preparing Americans for this from November or December or January. I mean, he has had almost a half a year to get Americans ready for a battle, a showdown, epic royale, you know, that might cripple the Republicans and the forward motion of Trump. And he completely ignored it. He completely blew it. We need somebody who's going to call out what's going on every single day, raise hell, and fight.
But just say, set the date and say, we are not going to enable you. Don't, even, you know, make a pact.
Yeah.
And you're a bad Democrat.
It's coming in late May, early June. They are going to have to do something about the debt ceiling.
So it's no surprise. This is the way it's going to happen.
Yep.
We are not enablers of evil.
Yep, this is how it should have happened. Diane, thank you very much.
Do you remember that movie Soylent Green?
I remember the novel.
Well, that is coming. If things get bad enough, Soylent Green is coming.
They're gonna turn people into food?
Well, I didn't, not that particular thing, but you know how bad it got in the movie.
I never saw the movie. I just read the book when I was in high school.
It was the scariest thing, Soylent Green.
Yeah.
And it won't take much. And once things start toppling, once things start trickling down, then it's a point of no return. And we're going to be in big trouble.
Yeah.
Because people can't lose their Social Security, Medicare, and all of that, Medicaid, they're going to be in the streets.
Yeah.
People are going to be in the streets. It's going to be a mess. And if they were allowed to pollute and everything, the environment's going to cave. I mean,
it already is. I mean, over the weekend, you had a tornado with 170-mile-an-hour wind in Alabama or Mississippi, somewhere in the southeast. I mean, just never seen anything like this before. And there was no mention of climate change in any of the reports that I heard on both MSNBC and CNN. Not one word.
But I'm afraid
they are cowed.
When it really comes to it.
I think
it's going to be too late. We've got to do something now.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that the media is now afraid, officially afraid of Trump, because just
Trump
6 months ago they would have said another climate change fueled disaster, and now it's look at this, there was a hurricane or a tornado rather. What a surprise, Diane. Thank you for the call. Yeah, we had this just wild storms here 3 days ago. I mean, just insane wind and hailstorms and stuff. On Friday, and I almost went on the air. I think it was Thursday night. I almost went on the air on Friday and said, look out, it's coming. Well, sure enough, here we are. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531.
800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Up North News creator and editor Christina Laurie. Then Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens joins the show to discuss the NCAA tournament. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who is hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A bloody, deadly end to the Gaza ceasefire just a few hours ago. What the Israeli Prime Minister calls expansive Israeli air attacks are being carried out all over Gaza. An Israeli official tells ABC News that mid-ranking Hamas military commanders, leadership officials, terrorist infrastructure is targeted. Retired U.S. Army General and former American NATO official Doug Lute.
It is a vivid reminder of just how delicate these ceasefires are. And not only the ceasefire here, but the ceasefire that might be in the works, for example, in Ukraine.
The reason for the attacks, says Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, is Hamas refusing to release hostages and rejecting all offers at talks in Qatar. A federal judge demands written answers to his questions from Justice Department lawyers who deny the administration defied that judge's order to stop the weekend deportation of what the administration calls dangerous Venezuelan criminal gang members. This is ABC News.
European leaders have expressed dismay at the Trump administration's cutting of